Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about how gargling with salt water may relieve some of those cold symptoms that you might be experiencing coming up in the next couple of months here. Now, you know, one of the things when you get sick and you get starting to get a sore throat, people are always looking for solutions, right? And we know that they're going to the store, they're buying the cough syrup.
I do. I live on that.
They're buying the menthol cough drops as well.
Yeah.
And they're looking for any relief that
Ricola.
They can get. Ricola. Yes, Ricola. Absolutely. And so one of the things that was tested, looking at to see what can help relieve some of those common cold symptoms, was the fact is, if you gargle with salt water, does it actually relieve some of the symptoms related to sore throats?
Is it warmer, cold stuff? Warm or cold?
Warm, definitely warm, but not hot, but definitely warm water, because you want to get the salt to absorb into the absorb into the water as well. And gargling, the theory behind it, what it does is it loosens up some of the mucus, it can remove some of the irritants, the allergens, the bacteria, the fungi that are living in the throat at the time. So what you're going to do is you're going to just take some, you know, warm water.
What about
put some salt?
Ocean
gargle it
water?
Up
ocean water?
No, not that. No, it's too cold. But they studied this. Actually, this came out in 2005, the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, and they looked at 400 healthy volunteers and followed them for 60 days during the cold and flu season. And some of them, they gargled three times a day. And at the end of the study period, the group that regularly gargled had nearly 40% decrease in upper respiratory tract infections. That's a significant amount. That's compared to the control group. Okay, so they had a control group involved as well. And when they did get sick, the gargling, what they said is it actually helped the symptoms as well. So again, if you are...
So it's a no harm, no foul
it's
kind
a harm,
of thing.
Exactly. It's one of those things definitely to do. And it looks like what it does is that when you gargle with the water, because of the inflamed tissue, it draws more fluids because of the salt. It draws more fluids to that area, and it makes
what
it
what if I'm on
hurt,
a low salt
less.
Diet?
Well, you don't swallow it.
Is there a sodium-free version of
no,
this?
No,
the
you
salt's
can't.
A key component.
Nope, you need the salt to do
no,
this.
No, Mrs. Dash? You can't gargle with Mrs. Dash?
No, you can't do it with that. And then, listen, you want to make it a little fun? Put some lemon, some honey in there, too. See what happens.
It's a party.
Or some zinc. How about throw some zinc in there,
too? Some echinacea. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time. Keep well.